Next, we can look up screw. A screw is a mechanism that converts rotational motion to linear motion. And a torque, rotational force, to linear force. It is one of the six classical simple machines. The most common form consists of a cylindrical shaft with helical grooves and ridges called threads around and outside. The screw passes through a hole in another object or medium, with threads on the inside of the hole that mesh with the screw's threads. Oh, this is an animation. When the shaft of the screw is rotated relative to the stationary threads, the screw moves along its axis relative to the medium surrounding it. For example, rotating a wood screw forces it into wood. In screw mechanisms, either the screw shaft can rotate through a threaded hole in a stationary object, or a threaded collar, such as a nut, can rotate around a stationary screw shaft. Geometrically, a screw can be viewed as a narrow inclined plane wrapped around a cylinder. This is a wooden screw in ancient Roman olive press. History. The screw was one of the last of the simple machines to be invented. It first appeared in Mesopotamia during the Neo-Assyrian period, 911 to 609 BC. Okay, so it's quite modern if you compare it to the other ones. And then later appeared in ancient Egypt and ancient Greece. Records indicate that the water screw or screw pump was first used in ancient Egypt, sometime before the Greek philosopher Archimedes described the Archimedes screw water pump around 234 BC. Archimedes wrote, "The earliest theoretical study of the screw as a machine, and it considered to have introduced the screw, and is considered to have introduced the screw in ancient Greece. By the 1st century BC, the screw was used in the form of a screw press and the Archimedes screw." Lead and pitch are the same in single start screws, but differ in multiple start screws. So let's draw an example of a screw, simple machine. One example of a screw simple machine is the jar lid, or a screw lid jar.